So the Giants are, I don't know what they are. They win. They lost the game Monday night. They should have won. They're 3-6. And, you know, I think I'm going to steal something from Michael Kay. You could easily have saw the Giants in this stretch going 0-3. Should they be 2-0? Yes. But, you know, the NFL's, you know, if all of these shoulda, coulda, woulda games. I don't really know what the Giants are. They're just a bad team. Offensively, they only put up 16 points. Xavier McKinney, really good game. Probably one of the best games of his young career. And the Giants go into a bye week where, yes, they're 3-6, but they beat Carolina, and Carolina lost, so they're only I don't know where they are in the wild card. Let me check that. Because they have that tiebreaker against Carolina, like I've said. And I don't really know. Wild card. Here we go. I'm looking on my laptop right now. Wild card standings. Wild card standings 2021. It's way too early to be looking at these. I was right. So this could change by the time my pod comes out, podcast, but, you know, I was right. But where do we start? I mean, you know, the defense played well. The offense is a disgrace. They had one good drive today, the offense, and that was the first drive of the game. Evan Engram with a very nice catch, and it's a win. And as Giant fans, we don't win. I'm not on the team. I'm just saying as a fan base, we don't get to celebrate wins. Name one win we get to, you know, we get to celebrate. You can't. I can't. Can you? No one can. Let's not lie. Nobody can. It is. We take it. We take them as we can get them. And I never look forward to the bye. But I am looking forward to the bye today, this year. Because this team has been so disappointing that it'll be good not to get angry and frustrated. Here's a quick story. I was not even frustrated with the Giants' loss on Monday night. I was just expecting it. This team does not know how to win. And maybe today taught them how to win and finish ball games. And maybe the Giants have turned a corner. I'm not getting my hopes up. I just don't have it in me anymore to do it. But ultimately, you take a look at everything. It's a good win for the Giants. And that's all I got. I mean, defensively, Bradberry left, but we have a bye, so I expect everybody to be healthy coming out of the bye. So Daniel Jones, hypothetically, will have all his weapons for the first time since week two. So we'll see. Can they beat the Bucs? Of course they can. Will they beat the Bucs? Probably not. So, Giant fans, enjoy this victory. We don't get a lot of them. We're going to hear from my sponsor, and then you're going to get my thoughts on the Mets. I got some big things coming up during the bye. I will have Justin Penick on at some point. I am going to do an MLB free agency preview, and we're going to have a good time. So, let's hear from the sponsor, and let's just enjoy the Giant win. Welcome back. You just heard from our sponsor, Anchor, and I want to talk some New York Mets. This could be a 10-minute conversation. This could be a 2-minute conversation. I know it's not going to be a 2-minute conversation. No. But let's just get right into it. I mean, the Mets do not have a president of baseball operations. They are a mess right now. They don't have a manager. The Braves won the World Series. I was shocked by that. It's disgusting. It really, truly is. that the Braves somehow won that World Series, but I give them credit. They did what they had to do, and I'm not a fan of that just says, well, they got lucky. There is no luck in baseball. And I congratulate... Let me take a deep breath here. I congratulate the Atlanta Braves on winning the World Series. I do. They deserved it. They lost Acuna. They lost a lot of guys. A lot more guys than the Mets did. So, I congratulate them. As much as that hurts my soul, I did. You got to congratulate the better team. And the Braves are just a better run organization. They are a better run team right now. That hopefully will change. But I can't deny the facts. On to the GM search. Because now it is. Sandy Alderson blew through how many candidates for president of baseball operations? 20? 20 people turned us down for that? I mean, eventually that means that the people don't want to take the job because Sandy Alderson is in the Met organization and is ahead of them. Nobody wants to be told what to do. I mean, it's a fact. It's a sad fact. It's a sad reality. I admit that 100%. But Steve Cohen should have the guts to do the right thing for the Mets organization. And I hate to say it, I really do. And I hope Sandy proves me wrong. Because as you know, a year ago, I was a tipped. That was a huge interception by the Vikings. Huge. Bad throw by the Baltimore Ravens quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Anyway, as I said a year ago, I was a huge fan of Sandy Alderson. One of his biggest supporters in the podcasting New York Mets world. But even I know his philosophy is just 10 years behind. And maybe you could make the case with the change in personnel, meaning a real manager and a real change in players. My opinion, as I emphasize my, could change. You can. But I think Steve Cohen should have had the guts, and I hate criticizing Steve Cohen, but I like to be fair, and if this was the Wilpons, we would have been criticizing the Wilpons. To fire, if Sandy Alderson's the reason why, which he very well could be, you have to fire him. If he's not and no one wants the job, I don't know why people don't want the job. I know why Theo Epstein doesn't want the job. I know why Billy Beane doesn't want the job. But these other executives, I don't know why they don't want the job. That to me is the most confusing thing. It is. But it is what it is. You do what you got to do. And, you know, as Met fans, we put up with a lot. And all I want to do is to see the team be successful. And the Mets also parted ways with Jared Porter. If that makes a huge difference. And it, really, that's what should have been done. It really should have been done. Like I'm silent because I personally believe that was 100% the right call. He did something that gets me very angry. Drunk driving. And I'm not going to say why because it's a personal reason. But you can't have someone like that back in your front office. The team was... That Baez trade looks bad. Especially when you read that the Cubs would have taken so much less for Javi Baez. Because, again, they're trying to rebuild. So, listen, I give them all the credit in the world. For getting rid of someone it took them longer than it should have been, but beggars can't be choosers. On to the, let's see, I talked about that, managerial search. I you know, you can't, I get this a lot on Instagram because my Instagram following is much bigger than my Twitter following. By the way, follow my Twitter at MetsNews6 if you want. I don't really care. Please follow. It'd be a great, great thing. But you cannot have a general manager when you're looking for a president of baseball operations. You just can't. And I 100% understand it. I 100% respect it. But no manager's really signed. I mean, yeah, Bob Melvin went to the Padres, but he apparently didn't want the job. So when you don't want the job, things like that happens, I guess. I mean, it is what it is. But I want a general manager, and I don't really know who's going to be the Met general manager. Because it just, I don't know who you can get. And again, I want to get into this more next week when I actually have a format to do it. I am going to have a longer episode next week, but, you know, it's just a depressing time right now to be a Met fan. Braves win the World Series. They did offer the qualifying offer to Syndergaard, which is good, and Conforto. I don't know if, I know Syndergaard's going to accept it because he basically begged the Mets in the off during the regular season to please offer me the qualifying offer. So, yeah, that's good. Whatever. And Conforto, I don't know. I really don't. Like, are you telling me that Michael Conforto wants to come back here where the fan base was not very nice to him? Deservedly so. Not the harassing part, but this guy was not very good last year. And he did not like getting booed. So, you know, it is what it is, if he comes back or not. I think if he doesn't accept the qualifying offer, that'll pretty much put a bow on Michael Conforto's career. If I was Michael Conforto, I would accept the qualifying offer. If you truly believe in yourself, which I know these guys do, like, and they should, they're professional athletes, then you have to accept the qualifying offer. Do what Stroman did, and I give Stroman all the credit in the world. This was someone where I was like, well, of course he's going to take the qualifying offer because he's not going to get $18.9 million in the open market. And Conforto, if he thinks he's going to get that for 1 year other than the Mets, he's crazy. So if I was Conforto, and I know Scott Boris likes to, you know, test free agency. That's like his thing. That's what Boris clients do. They rarely stay with their drafted organization if you look at the years past. But if I was Michael Conforto, just like if I was Noah Syndergaard, I would definitely take the qualifying offer. Take it. I'd take it. But again, I'm not them. I'll never be them. I mean, I'd still like $12 million. I'd still like it. I don't even think Conforto gets that. You know Syndergaard's not even going to get close to that in the open market. That's why I know Syndergaard is going to accept it. Like, there's no way he gets even close to that. On the qualifying offer. But, you know, we'll see. This is what I don't like about the offseason. There's not a lot to talk about the first couple weeks. The CBA, I want to get into that with Will when Will comes on the podcast. I just think that's the right call to have someone to debate about the CBA. But when I do my Mets preview during the bye week, I'm going to have a lot of episodes be pre-done during the bye after the Pennock interview where I could just, you know, have my baseball segment and do my Giants stuff live. But ultimately, if you're a Mets fan right now, you don't got a lot to look forward to. If you're a Giants fan, you got to win. So that's good. I'm going to wrap it up. This has been an edition of the Mets News Podcast. Thanks so much. Subscribe to all my platforms. You guys are a tremendous audience, especially with me taking last week off. So really, thank you so much. Stay safe, folks, and happy November. The holiday season is here. Subscribe to all my platforms. Stay safe. Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Giants. Let's, after the bye week, go beat the Bucks. Subscribe. Stay safe. Have a good one.